This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
During the war, everybody has problems. Even you, but you have nice ocean and don't feel now, but you will feel it in the future.
You don't know that.
God bless
you. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
Wow, some of the fireworks that happened there in the Oval Office on Friday afternoon between Volodymyr Zelensky, the Ukrainian president, and, of course, President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance. It's filled the news cycle over the weekend. There's little doubt about that, and obviously probably filled the vacuum of news in Washington, D.C. as well. And we've got Congressman Bob Onder with us right now from the 3rd Congressional District. And Bob, never a dull moment. So far, huh?
That's for sure. It's great to be back, Mark.
Yeah, it's good to have you on this morning. Anxious to get your reaction to that. George Stephanopoulos, all of these big mainstream media types are falling all over this. The Democrats are claiming it was an embarrassing moment. And what I heard was an American president speaking the truth about trying to achieve peace. And you can't do that if all you want is more money to keep fighting.
Well, that's exactly right, Mark. Zelensky's arrogance just exuded from every word of the conversation. Zelensky's been on the cover of Vanity Fair, the cover of People magazine. He thinks he's a celebrity. He thinks he can speak to the news media of the United States. They will fawn all over him, and then Donald Trump will be forced to give him a blank check. Zelensky is fighting a war very clearly that he cannot win. I think the rest of the world cheered when the Ukrainians were able to hold off Russia those first weeks after the invasion. Clearly, Putin was the aggressor. But at this point, he is conscripted. He's run out of young people, so he's conscripting 40, 50-year-olds, sending them to the front and to face a meat grinder of a war. It is time for peace. And the arrogance of Zelensky expecting that we just have there's just a blank check of American money. It's ridiculous. Look, over the weekend, there are a lot of headlines. Europeans rally around Zelensky. Okay, fine. You guys send the weapons. You write the checks. You provide the missile guidance. This has been a proxy war for a long time now. We're not saying right now Trump's going to cut him off completely, but it is time for peace with or without Zelensky's cooperation.
Yep. I think that's a very good summary of what's going on. He can't continue without American support. So I'm sure something's going to happen here shortly. You know, Congressman, I know it's been a busy 2 months since you landed up there in Washington, D.C. Tomorrow, you will introduce your first bill, correct?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. We are addressing, again, this problem of extreme abuse of our immigration system. The last 4 years under Joe Biden, the main problem has been illegal aliens crossing the southern border. By all accounts, that is down dramatically, probably 97-98% from the Biden peak. But interior enforcement is also extremely important. Prior to the Biden invasion, our number one source of illegal immigration was visa overstayers, whether it be a tourist visa, a work permit. So my bill, the Timely Departure Act, will crack down on visa overstayers. This was inspired by something that happened in my own district, right in St. Charles County, where an illegal alien from the Middle East in January sexually assaulted two different women on two different occasions while he was driving for Uber and for Lyft, respectively. He was a tourist visa overstayer. Tourist visas are already very generous. They're 6 months long. I don't know about you. I've never taken a six-month vacation before.
No.
But, you know, they need to get the heck out when their time is up. And if they want to seek, you know, legal immigration, there are legal channels. But we cannot tolerate the lawlessness of visa overstaying.
You know, I'm amazed by it, Congressman, because I've observed this over the years. You know, if I've got a date coming up, an important appointment, I can set a calendar reminder in my Google calendar here, and it will send me an email reminding me when that's up. I've always wondered why the State Department was incapable of doing that. If you grant somebody entry on a 6 month or a 1 year student visa or whatever it is, there should be a little reminder that pops up on the government official screen a year from now that says, you know, this individual is now beyond their visa. Let's find out if they're still in the country. There's never been any interest in doing that.
Absolutely. And the penalty for overstaying is you just, you know, you have to leave. Well,
yeah.
You know, they just don't leave. And that is the problem with the illegal immigration. And of course, these illegal aliens are all hoping that someday they'll get amnesty, citizenship, the right to vote. And that's exactly as Biden and the Democrats want it. No. And so what would a visa overstayer under my bill would forfeit a substantial bond, and then they would be barred from further visa applications.
Oh, wow.
For at least 5 years. So this will have teeth, and you know, and of course the federal government needs to enforce the tracking system of these visas as well. But right now it's very loose. A lot of times, I've heard from employers that illegal aliens will come and, you know, they'll ask for identification. They'll hand them this expired tourist visa. Well, that doesn't work.
I saw, I think it was just last week, that the New York City Mayor Eric Adams had said that the Roosevelt Hotel, which had been housing at least hundreds of these illegals for months, I think was going to stop basically providing them with that coming up in June. I mean, is there any talk there on Capitol Hill as far as like what the future is? Are we seeing more of that happening? Because a number of these leaders across the country have said, you know, I'm not going to abide by that. And Tom Homan has said, you know, don't you dare try to do that or we're going to come after you.
Yeah. Well, first of all, cutting off the money is very important. One of the many things DOGE uncovered, Kim, was that $58 million of FEMA funds were used to house illegal immigrants in New York luxury hotels, including the Roosevelt Hotel. I think it's time for the federal government to follow through. If cities or states want to be sanctuary jurisdictions, well, then cut off federal funds. By the way, in 2008, that was a provision of the bill I passed at the time to fight illegal immigration, that sanctuary cities would lose all state funding. And essentially at the time, Kansas City was making noises about becoming a sanctuary jurisdiction, and they shut up the minute my bill was passed.
Yeah, it's good. Well, Congressman, let us know when that thing gets rolling, and we'll have you back on to talk about it.
Will do. Thank you so much.
You bet. Congressman Bob Onder there up in D.C. this morning. And that's long overdue. I've never understood that as long. If you get caught on an expired visa somewhere in Europe, you might get thrown in jail for it.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't understand why we've been so lax on that in America. I think one of the 9/11 hijackers was here on an expired student visa. I mean, think of some of the things we might have been able to accomplish if that was enforced. Wow.
Get more at 971talk.com.